Are you involved now, or were you earlier involved in any? Is there any kind of a Japanese community organization in Burnaby, or is it more just in the Lower Mainland? Or?
It's in the Lower Mainland, but I don't belong to any organization, umbrella organization. Mm-hmm. I'm president of the moment of my flower arranging group, the Soviet Tsuryu, mm-hmm. and vice president of the Vancouver Ikebana. There are six schools of flower arranging mm-hmm. practicing here on the Lower Mainland, and we each have our own club mm-hmm. and stick to our own school, but we also have one which is the excuse me, club, which is the whole six schools together, mm-hmm. and we do a show once a year at Van Dusen.
On Ikebana.
That's right, mm-hmm. yes.
Is this some of the examples in the room?
Yes.
I've seen other displays of it. I like that aesthetic of it.
As you can see, it's very simple.
Yeah.
And since the past 10 years, they've become more and more Western, mm-hmm. and the Western flower arranging has become more Eastern. Mm-hmm. So they both claim not, but they are growing together.
Is that generally, or just sort of here in the West Coast?
It's generally. Sometimes some of the arrangements coming out of Japan right now, I don't even recognize as mm-hmm. Ikebana, because they've become so Western, mm-hmm. and the flowers becoming more plentiful, of course.
Right.
They utilize everything that they can. Years ago, Ikebana was restricted to doing flowers that bloomed, for instance, in February. The flowers that grew in February were arranged with plant material, etc., that grew near them, mm-hmm. or that was similar to them. For instance, marshy irises mm-hmm. would be arranged with blades of grass or anything that grew in the marsh area. Mm-hmm. And one never heard of using such tropical plants like this, mm-hmm. The bird of paradise, mm-hmm. and putting it together with branches, mm-hmm. because they didn't grow together in that season. But the founder of our school was also a student of the old school, mm-hmm. but he felt that it should be for everybody. Flower arranging should be enjoyed by everybody, and with the jet age coming, he put them together and mm-hmm. said, why can't we? If it looks good and makes you feel good, why can't we?
Mm-hmm.
And still, we use the old symbols of heaven, man, and earth, mm-hmm. also present, past, and future.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all studied and into our arrangements. Mm-hmm. I was doing a demonstration to a Jewish group where I said that we use the present as the unfolded bud. The bud is the future, mm-hmm. and the full bloom is the past.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, that's not true. Your bud, your full bloom is your future, because they believe it goes on.
Oh, I see.
So it all depends on how you want to interpret
right.
what you see.
It's interesting that, actually. That's an interesting point of cultural aesthetics, in a way. The way you view history, in a way.
Yes.
Whether history is the fruition of something, or whether history is the yet to be, in a sense, you know, the budding. Yeah, it's that reflects on, if they were a Jewish group, that reflects on this Judeo-Christian idea we have in the regular Christianity of the paradise is yet to come.
That's right.
Up ahead, and perhaps what would it be, Shinto? Would that be out of the Shinto religion in Japan?
Buddhism. Yes.
And where I guess this paradise was past in a way back there.
Yes, or experienced.
Yeah, experienced.
Yes, yeah. And that's or yet to come. Your mm-hmm. future was yet to come, I guess. And I thought, well, that made me stop and think.
Mm-hmm.
So it all depends on your interpretation of what you're doing and what you're seeing. And we use driftwood as the past, mm-hmm. and then of course we use fresh flowers as the present, because
mm-hmm.
it's just for now. And also, it seems as though you never get away from your past, because excuse me, whatever you are today, it reflects back to what you were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And everything in your past, whatever your parents did, your grandparents did, is really a reflection, or your reflection of what they had mm-hmm. taught you, whether you were aware or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprising. And I was the only English-speaking person in a French salon in Montreal. I was a hairdresser, and I had a English, very English client who was very much opposed to French only, and was very upset about French only, and she was voicing her opinion, and I could only listen to her, because of course you can't take sides or say anything. But as I was going home, I thought, what's wrong with that lady? My goodness, she's not thinking right. The Oriental way of living is the best anyway. I'm as bad as she is. What was she thinking?
Right.
So I was going home all by myself on the bus, and as I went and thought about what had happened and everything, I burst out laughing, because what I was thinking was as bad as what she was thinking.